So good evening, everybody. Let's get started with the continuation of our discussion of Uvdin Dechol. I have up here in source number one, which I don't usually do. Chazara Ktara al Hashir Shel Shavua Sheavar. In that I know we normally don't have a formal chazara of any sort, but I think it's just important to recap the different approaches that we saw to Uvdin Dechol last week. In order to better understand what we're going to do this week, because of some of the comments that I had last week, I actually figured we'd explore the Shita of the Rambam this week and our sugya as to how he views the Uvdin Dechol, what type of Uvdin Dechol it is, does it fall within one of the categories of last week, and to also explain one of the interesting comments of the Rambam. And as I wrote to you, in light of framework outlined by Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, in his commentary on the Rambam. So, anybody want to remind me of any of the three approaches to Uvdin Dechol that we saw last week?
Are you talking about the Rambam versus Tosfos Rashi? Are you talking about what's his name? The commentary, what's his name? The Mishnah.
The Tiferes Yisrael.
Tiferes Yisrael. Which one are you talking about?
So we had the Tiferes Yisrael gave three. One which was, we said, overlap with the Rambam. What were any of those three? Of approaches to how we view Uvdin Dechol. What's the problem with Uvdin Dechol? Why do we prohibit it? Sorry?
I remember Tircha.
Tircha is one. Okay, so Tircha is one. We talked about that. Whose Shita did we say that most closely aligned with? Rashi's. Because Rashi had all these comments about Tircha in line with the Uvdin Dechol elements. Even though, again, as was pointed out last week by Howie, Rashi does not strictly require that every Shinui that we're going to see actually lightens the Tircha. Even in other cases, he says you can never increase Tircha. Because Tircha, according to him, is very closely tied in with the notion of Uvdin Dechol, and that's one of the concerns here. So that was one. That was Tircha. What else did we see? It's okay to pull up last week's sheet. I won't tell anybody, and I can't see your screens. So... One was Tircha. What else? What else was there? One is even on this week's sheet again, because the Rambam said it.
Close to Xera now.
Sorry?
Close to Xera.
Close to Xera, correct. So that was another one that we saw. The Rambam's concern that is going to lead to some sort of malacha. And therefore, it's like a type of Xera saying, don't do this like you do on a weekday, because if you do, you're going to end up doing malacha X or malacha Y or malacha Z. That was another one, and Tiferes Yisrael had a modification of that, which was that it's similar to a malacha.
Looks like
a malacha, almost. I'm not going into all the details that we did last week, but those are the basic approaches that we saw. We also saw a Ramban. What was the Ramban's idea?
Shabbaton.
Sorry?
Shabbaton.
Shabbaton, exactly. It's about, there's a difference between Shabbos and the other days of the week, and we're going to see a little bit more of this today. But those are the guiding principles that we want to lay out in advance. Just to remember, those are some of the different approaches. We talked about last week as well how Tosfos in our sugya seem to be taking an approach of more may lead to an Isser, and we tied it into Tosfos elsewhere in Beitza, and we showed it, I think, pretty convincingly in a couple of comments of Tosfos that worked within that vein. Within our sugya, but that's last week. So with that in mind, let's pick up where we left off last week. Source number base is really something that we saw, which is the Rambam's definition, again, is what we said of Uvdin Dechol. And you can take a look again. It's not really important to read the whole thing or to go through any of the particular cases. As we said, you know, it's not enough time for us to do that. But just to take a look at his definition, right? And we'll start from the beginning. I'll source number base, and at this point I can share my screen with you. So here we are. Sorry about that. Okay. And the Rambam says as follows. Aval, Tlias hakuz v'hamitznefes v'chayotzi bahen mutter, hanging these things is okay. Lefi she'ein osin bahen melacha shechayavin aleha skila. Because you cannot do a melacha with these objects for which you would be chayav skila. And we don't say about things that will not lead to any sort of malacha, the rule of shelo yase kederach shu ose bechol. In Cain, because says the Rambam, if so, lo yochal kederach shu ochel bechol, lo yasev kederach shu meisav bechol. You can't eat, you can't sit, you can't do anything. Can't wear pants because you wear pants on a weekday, right? It's like people make the same types of comments about Chukos Agoy, right? Because sometimes people come up with very ridiculous statements about Chukos Agoy. And obviously there are much, you know, much more detailed definitions that we need to use there, just like there are detailed definitions we need to use here. People say, oh, you can't wear pants, a guy wears pants. So the Rambam would say, if you're going to have an Ovdin Dechol that just says different than the week, so then you can't wear pants because you wear pants during the week. We will see a little bit more of the Rambam on this type of approach, actually, today.
It just so happens that we do both of them. We don't eat on Shabbos the way we eat on
We're getting there. That is exactly it. We are getting there. And that's what we're going to see if you look down. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, talks about all of the ways that we make Shabbos different than the week, including in our clothing, including in our eating, including, you know, all of those things. So you're absolutely right. And we're going to talk about that, if that's the Rambam's Ovdin Dechol, and if we can classify different types of Ovdin Dechol within the Rambam. But either way, this is what the Rambam says in Tshuvos. And he says, Zed davar baruhur lemevin. Says, this is something obvious. She'ein ata motzei la'olam dvarim she'asru chachamim mishum shelo yasek yiderach shu osu b'chol. Ela dvarim she'efsha she'ar gilu l'malacha. The rabbis only make an Ovdin Dechol for things that you may come to end up doing malacha. Kigaon. Says, for example, again, soaking things up. If a barrel breaks, right? Because if you soak up liquid in some sort of, again, cloth, sponge, whatever the case may be, we're worried you're going to be soaked. So therefore, in that case, we say, etc. So that's really what the Rambam goes with. This very strong, Rabbanan only make an Ovdin Dechol when there is a direct possibility of a malacha de'oraisa chiyuv skila being performed. And that's what we saw. However, let's take a look at the Rambam in our sugya, just to see how he frames it over here and whether or not we can make this work or not. Okay. Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. And we'll read through these two halachos, Aleph and Beis, and we'll see what we get to in terms of the conclusion in what's going on in this Rambam. Afal pi shehutra hotza'a biyom tov, afilu shelo litzarech. Even though that hotza'a, okay, is mutra on yantif, even shelo litzarech. And by the way, for those who were wondering, I had it here up before. Did I close that window? That'd be bad. I had up the Rambam, which people made reference to last week, which I did not put on the source sheet, of what the Rambam's conception of, I must have closed that. That's very bad. But what the Rambam's conception of Hotza is on Yantiv. He holds that really all Hotza is Shelo Litzarech because you can have done it in advance. But he still lets you do it, really. But yes, the Rambam has a very wide-ranging heter on Hotza on Yantiv. And therefore, the Rambam says over here, and as I share my screen again, Afal pi shehutra Hotza beyom tov, afilu Shelo Litzarech, even though it's mutter afilu Shelo Litzarech, Lo yisa masaos kidolos kiderech shehu ose bechol el atzarech lishanos. You're not allowed to, again, carry these big, heavy packages the same way you would do it on weekdays, but you need to do it differently. V'im yefshar lishanos mutter. But if it's impossible to do so, then it's mutter. Keitzad, hamevi kadayayin mimakom lemakom, lo yevim bisalu v'kupa. And then he gives the example of our Mishnah. And again, we don't need to go through this. This is the Mishnah that we've seen, and this is the example of the Rambam. Then the Rambam gets into our Gemara, and he says, so too those things you normally carry in a moat, you sell those in all gabo me'achorav. And again, these are all the dar birigla, bidigla, beigra, all the tongue twister words of the Gemara. The Rambam interprets it this way. We spoke a little bit earlier about how the Gra, you know, it shows the Rambam Shad of the Gemara. We're not going to get into the details of that today, although I did see that Rav Rabinovich had a very long piece on that prior to the piece that we're going to talk about today. And he says, Darkon Lisaos Ameachorav, Yisaos Anoksefo, Darkon Linase Alakasef, Yisaos Abiyado Lefanov, O Yifros Alein Beged, which we saw to spread out a Sudar in the Gemara, Vechein Kol Chayotze Bazem Mishinu Yamasa, any type of different carrying. Vim EF Sharlish Chanos, but if, as we said, it's impossible, and Rambam doesn't give a better definition of what this means. We're hopefully going to get to that next week a little bit more. V'miyav shalashanos, no sayu maybe kedarpo. He says if it's not possible, then just carry it normally. Bamed varmamorm says the Rambam, which we saw in the Meiri, I think, or at least I made reference to it when we learned the Gemara. Binose al ha'adam, avalagabe behem aliyavi klal shalayas tekederach shu osi b'chol. But when it comes to an animal, this is not the case. We're not going to get into that too much. We're going to get into that a lot more later. So, if I am saying, like the Shal Zechuv Sarambam, that we only say that an Ovdin Dechal is relevant where you have direct, where it's possible to directly lead to a Malacha, how would you read this Rambam here? Does this make sense or not, in your opinion? Does the Rambam here in Hilchos Yantif seem to be saying that there is a concern that someone will do a Malacha on Yantif for this Kederach Shehu Osa Bechal? Yes, no, or maybe?
No.
Okay, that's a very strong answer. Anybody disagree? No to the disagreeing. I mean, no to disagreeing and no to the question is also the same thing. Everybody says this is incompatible with the Rambam writes elsewhere. Why? What's the Rambam's first five words, or even first eight words? And I shouldn't say somehow. I count alpha p sometimes as one word. I apologize. what are the Rambam's first seven words or 10 words? Now, is there a chiyuv skila if you carry on yantif by, you know, in your kederach shehu osa b'chol? What? No way. You can't possibly say that's pshat in the Rambam. As we pointed out last week, you might be able to say it's pshat in other Rishonim who say that shelo l'tzorech might be a deoraisa because Chachamim were never matir that, but not according to the Rambam. I mean, who are you kidding? On the other hand, what's very unique about our situation that we don't see by all these other uvdin dechols that the Rambam mentioned all around Shas, really? What's special about our case? Yef shar l'shanos mutter. So it seems to be that maybe you can make the argument that it's true, because in this case, it's not really a concern of a malacha deoraisa. It's a concern of a malacha which might have been asur on yantif, but taka, at the end of the day, isn't really. You could make the argument that therefore the Chachamim had a modified sort of uvdin dechol here to tell you, yes, it is because we don't like people carrying. And this is kind of close to carrying. This may lead to carrying, whatever the case is. Even though that's mutter, so therefore we say, yefshar l'shanos mutter. You could potentially say that as pshat in the Rambam. The truth is, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos here gives us absolutely no help. He just says, "Aklal b'kol zeh shel yafik derech shel osa b'chol ela b'shinoi v'imiyaf shel l'shanos mutter." He doesn't make any reference back to the types of things he said in Tshuvos. He doesn't give us really any clarification. But I did find a Rambam elsewhere who really seems to work within similar language on a totally different concept. And this is something I mentioned last week briefly, but I thought it would be better to go through in more detail this week, because it is the only other place that the Rambam talks about an E.F. Charlashanos type situation in Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif. And for that, we will look at the Rambam's introduction in source number Hey, okay, which is Perek Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, which is exactly what was brought up earlier in this year. Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, says the Rambam. I'm just going to give you a bit of... For those of you who are in the Smichas Chaver program, if anybody, I think some of you maybe, no? Anybody here is in the Smichas Chaver program? Okay.
Smicha Ezer program.
Sorry?
The Smicha Ezer program.
Well, being that I don't have Smicha, I'm pretty sure you don't want Smicha from me. maybe I should get Smicha from you guys. It's a joke people like to make. Okay.
It's a code. Us to lay hands on anybody.
Very good. Anybody who listens to this on YU Torah will now get an Easter egg that we finally don't have to cut out. Okay. Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. Shnayim min haTorah. There are two things, says the Rambam, that were said biblically about Shabbos. Shnayim min Divrei Sofrim. Obviously, that's a bit of an understatement on the Rambam's part, but you're going to see what the Rambam is talking about in a moment. And two of them, he says, are mi Divrei Sofrim, v'hein miforashin al yedei hanavim, which are basically what we'll call Divrei Kabbalah. For now, I'm not going to get into the different types of mitzvos and what the Rambam considers the rice and counsels. That's not what we're doing right now. Point is, he says, you've got two that are in the Torah and two that are explained in the Nevi'im. Shevet Torah, Zachar, V'Shamor, and then you get Yeshaya, V'Shem Yisparshu, Al Yedei HaNevi'im, Kavod V'Oneg, Shenemar, Right, so we have those set of psukim, really one pasuk in Yeshaya, which tells us a whole list of stuff about Shabbos. So the Rambam says, I'm going to tell you about kavod and oneg. And the truth is, there are other things as well that come into this. The rest of those psukim also tell us details about what type of dibur you should have on Shabbos and other types of things. But take a look at I've quoted you three halachas selected from Perek Lamed in the Rambam there, which talk about kavod and oneg. And you're going to see one is kavod at the beginning and the other ones are oneg. Take a look what the Rambam writes over here and see if you're noticing anything that's jumping out at you. Kavod HaShabbos is that you should wear clean clothing. Velo yihye malbush hachol ke malbush HaShabbos. You can't wear the same clothing on Shabbos as you do during the week. I should note, back when I was in yeshiva, in first year we learned Shabbos together with Rabbi Shurkin. And Rabbi Shurkin said, he said, for example, let's say you've got a lawyer, okay? And I can't possibly be relevant to anybody in this group, of course. But let's say you've got a lawyer or some other professional who goes to work every single day in a suit and tie. Says, so Shabbos, come in short sleeves and sandals. That's the Rambam. Lo yiyeh malbush hachol ke malbush HaShabbos. Now, I mean, that's obviously, you know, a diuk that's trying to make a point. I'm not sure if you'd ask the Rambam what he would say about that, but that's certainly the point. The point is, says the Rambam, there's a difference between what you wear on weekdays and what you wear on Shabbos. B'mein lo lahachlif, and I see a left in a baize from that goes, Maimonios, Mishal shel taliso. Let's say you've got only one pair of clothing. What should you do then? Mamish reminds you of our Gemara, right? Step one, try to do this. If you can't do that, step two, v'imein lo la'achlev mishal shel taliso k'deshelu mabusho gomal b'shachol, you'd let down your talis. And then he tells you also you should have nice washed clothes for Shabbos. Fine, that's a nice halacha. Okay, interesting. Next halacha that we're going to look at.
By the way,
I
could read that differently because of the way he says it. Mm-hmm. It says, lo yeh malbush hachol k'malbush Shabbos. I could interpret that to say that I can't wear clothing during the week that's as nice as my Shabbos clothes.
Correct. I think that is a very fair read. I wasn't going to get into the diuk of it, but I think you're absolutely right. Terms of you can be medayik that way as well. Yes. That was my read as well originally, but I figured, you know, his makes for more of a halachic bang. Either way, Ezehu oneg, says the Rambam, halacha zayin. What's oneg Shabbos? Zeh she'amru chachamim she'tzarech letakin tavshil shamin biyoser u'mashke mevusam l'shabbos akol fi mono shel adam. You're supposed to have special food, okay? Fatty foods, mashke mevusam we're not going to talk about.
What
does
it mean?
Says the Rambam. V'min yado masegas afilu lo asa ela shaluk. Even if you just made some cooked vegetables or whatever it is, shelek, that's already enough. And says the Rambam, you don't have to paint yourself borrow from other people in order to have more food on Shabbos. What did they say? Look at the language here. Okay, so just give people some time to think about this. Okay, next halacha in the Rambam. Mi shehaya anug ve'ashir v'harei kol yamav k'shabbos. Tzarech l'shanos ma'achol Shabbos b'ma'achol achol. Again, we're getting back to the lawyer case. Okay, except that this time instead of suits the whole week, it's something else. It's food. And every day you have this fantastic Tavshil Shamein and Mashke Mevusam. Says Shabbos, Sarech Lishanos. Vim I Afshar Lishanos. Says the Rambam. And if you can't change from weekdays, Mishanez Man Ha'achila, Imai Ragal Haktim Acher, Imai Ragal Acher Machtim. At the very least, change when lunches. If lunch is at 1 o'clock during the week, so fine, so make it 12 on Shabbos. Or vice versa, whatever the case is, just at least change the time. What are your thoughts? After reading this Rambam, is this a type of Ovdin Dechol that could potentially be applied to our cases and other cases? Yes, no, or maybe. Again, I'm happy happy to hear what you guys have to say. I know what I think already.
No.
Why not?
There's no derisa. I mean, where would you ever come across anything that would be make a derisa out of it?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't intending the question that way, but I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying this certainly does not fall in the Rambam's definition in Shuvos above of Uvdin Dechol. I think that's fair to say, yes. I'm wondering if this is a different definition. You could make the argument, by the way, you could make the argument that if you don't keep Zachar V'Shamor properly, you're going to end up, I mean, if you don't keep Kavod and Oneg properly, you're going to end up violating Zachar V'Shamor. You could make that argument, by the way. But I would tend to agree with you and say that, yes, this seems to be a different understanding of differing from Chol than the Rambam above. The Rambam above ties it very directly to a malacha. Here, we don't see the Rambam doing that. We just see change. And we see change in things that don't even have shaychus to malacha, like what you eat, what you wear.
Right.
It seems to be, yes, very distinct. The question is, can you take this definition from Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, and do you think apply that to other Uvdin Decholz, yes or no?
Okay, so my difficulty is there may not be one Uvdin Dechol. There may be different categories of Uvdin Dechol according to the Rambam.
Yes.
So in the case in our Mishnah where it has Uvdin Dechol, the issue here is more Maris Ayin than it is, when it says Mimakom L'Makom, it's not within the same house. It's going from Rashuta Yafi to Rashuta Rabim, I think, in the Rambam's case. So okay. It's more that everyone thinks that you're doing work in general. And so it becomes Uvdin Dechol. And that's what the issue is here.
You would learn the Rambam as a Tircha Uvdin Dechol?
I'm not learning as Tircha. I'm learning as Maris, that people would think that he's preparing for after Yontif.
So I would argue
that as much as Shalol Tzara says a Rambam, that's his first line here. What are you worried about people thinking about that for?
So I would argue it has nothing to do with Marzayin at all.
Because it is Marzayin.
It has nothing to do with Marzayin.
Of what? Of doing something that the Rambam says in his first line is mutar?
No, what the I is mutar, but it's not mutar to do work for after Yontif. It's Uvdin Dechol, but you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Chol. There's a difference in the two statements. And it looks to someone that when you're taking a big quantity and carrying it far distance, that you're preparing for after Yontif.
Okay.
But I don't think this has anything to do with Uvdin Dechol. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, the general scoffing of the group. I don't think this, what the Rambam is, especially what the Rambam is telling you now, it doesn't matter if anybody can see you or not. You could be alone in the city, the only Jewish person there. You have to wear certain kinds of clothes. You have to eat certain kinds of food, not for other people. You have to do it for yourself. You have to create an atmosphere in Shabbos for yourself that makes it Shabbos.
You guys are talking about separate stages in the Rambam. You're talking about Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, and I think that Howie was talking about Rambam Hilchos Yontif. I don't disagree that either is applicable, and I would note, by the way, that the point that you made about a lack of Maris Ayin is present in the Rambam and Hilchos Yontif. Rambam Hilchos Yontif doesn't say anything about Maris Ayin. So that's not to say it can't be his Svara. It still could be. But I'll just note the Rambam, it does not say anything, you know, people will see, people will think. That is certainly lacking here in terms of the text. That's not to say it's not his Svara. I think you could learn the Rambam that way. It's just, for me, the interesting way to look at it here was to say, maybe we have seemed to have two different types of Shelo Yaseh Kederech Chol in the Rambam, one in the Tshuvos, where he says it's close to a malacha, and one which is over here. And if you really want to see this better accentuated, and the Rambam really a little bit more like so, take a look at the next source, which will tie the Rambam in Tshuvos to the Rambam that we saw in Hilchos Shabbos, which we're going to see in Chafdalet, and in Lamed.
Isn't it consistent with his Pirush in the Mishnah? I mean, this is just an expansion upon what he just says in Dalet. Just examples of it. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Correct, but we're trying to figure out the Svara. My point is that Gimel and Dalet, sources Gimel and Dalet, are missing information that we have in Beis, are missing information that we have in Hay. What does it mean, Lo Yaseh Kederech Chol? When it's the Rambam said Lo Yaseh Kederech Chol in source Gimel, which is Hilchos Yontif Perek Hay, why? What's the Svara behind that? Especially since he says you're allowed to do Hotzah and Yontif even Shelo Letzarech, because he holds all Hotzah as Shelo Letzarech, really.
Okay, so getting to what Sam said and a difficulty with what's being said is I don't believe the Rambam says in Halachot Shabbat that you can't carry from place to place. In other words, it's not an issue of tircha. It's not an issue of uvdin dechol of the sense of the of an uvdin dechol. It's as long as it's been doing in your own premise, he even permits it on Shabbos, or he does not say halachically you can't. He's like Tosfot on this.
That could be. We'd have to go. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to understand that way, but.
Right, but yeah. The Rambam does.
Is it?
And which would mean that it's not. The lack of it being mentioned there makes it sound like the Rambam is holding like Tosfot, which
means. No, the lack of it being mentioned there is because it's all. The lack of it being mentioned there is because of something you said before. That Mimakom Lamakom may mean from even Rishus Ayachet to Rishus Arabim. And that's why the Rambam prefaces it with Afal Pishahut Rotsa Biyantif. Because it's not even relevant on Shabbos, according to the Rambam. Because it's Asr to carry. This is only once it's already Mutzer to carry, make a Shinui. But on Shabbos, it's wholly irrelevant.
But the other case that is talking about Shabbat, that's in the Tosfot that we did, the Rambam doesn't give a psak on that. Carrying within your own house,
where
the Tosfot says that's is permissible.
Right.
The Rambam doesn't say it's not permissible.
Okay. But what? So therefore what?
Therefore, he doesn't require a shinui. It's not an issue that Shabbat is special, that you can't do a tircha or a carry. It's a question of anybody. He's still holding it's not usher halachically, because otherwise it would still be usher in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding that it's a question of being seen publicly.
Okay. I could hear such an argument. I think that's an important point. I don't necessarily think that I will agree with that in the Rambam, just because I think you can work within the Rambam's concern of Malacha, but I think that's definitely a fair point. Let's just jump back down to Vav before we finish today. I brought you again two halachos from an earlier parak in Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, where he really talks about his notions of uvdin dechol versus those things that we said in Hilchos Shabbos parak lamed, and we'll read through it quickly. Yesh dvarim shein asurim b'Shabbos af al pi she'einan donin l'malacha ve'einan mevi'in lidei malacha. So this really again goes to the point that a number of you pointed out, which is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos parak lamed is a whole different ball game than the Rambam in Tshuvos. In terms of what Uvdin Dechol is. He says there are some things that are Aser, even though they're not going to bring you Lidei Melacha. Umipnei Man Asru, and why are they Aser? Mishum Shin Amar, Im Tashi Mishabas or Glachas Asru, that way I'm going to give you, Bin Amar, V'chibad Tome Asos Rachacham, Himself Hefzachav, Da Ber Davar. Says the Rambam, Lefikach, Aser, La'adam, Lahalich, B'chafatza, V'shabas, V'abil, L'adav, Abraham. Kigon, Shidabrim, Shutfo, Mayim, Kralamachar, Mayiknau, Hechivnau, etc. Kol Yotzebo, Aser, Shinemar, Didaber, Davar, Dibur, Aser, Hirhumotzer, there has to be a difference. There, you're not allowed to discuss business. And he talks about it, and he brings it in. I'm just going to, again, briefly bring up. Right? Lo yehei luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol. Can't walk the same way on Shabbos as you do. Right? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Le'ei diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. And the Rambam is pretty clear, and I think this applies equally to Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, that although he thinks in general the types of uvdin dechol concerns are based on malacha, and that's what he says at the beginning of Halacha Aleph, but here, when on Shabbos you have a Navi comes forward and says, the following things need to be different, the following things need to be different. That has nothing to do with malacha. It's just a different rule of, again, a type of uvdin dechol, lo ye ki luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol, diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol, malbush hachol ki malbush ha-Shabbos, tzarech l'shanos ma'achol Shabbos mi ma'achol ha-chol. These are all working on the notions that we see within Hilchos Shabbos, and you could make an argument that they apply. I mean, I'm not going to get into, again, how much these apply to Yontif, but I think you should get back to thinking within the Rambam Hilchos Yontif, which of these may be applicable and which of these may not be applicable. So I'm going to pose the question in terms of two halachos. The first halacha I'm going to pose a question about, which, again, we have one, again, very serious answer to be reckoned with, which is that the Rambam's Halacha Aleph and the beginning of Halacha Beis, those are referring to an Uvdin Dechol, which is because of Maris Ayin. And therefore, he says, even though it says Mutter, people are going to see you, they're going to look at you, that's no good. Therefore, it's Aser. How else could we interpret Halacha Aleph and the beginning of Halacha Beis in terms of the type of Uvdin Dechol? Do we say that it's the Rambam in Tshuvos, that we're worried it's going to lead to a Malacha? In which case, as I mentioned earlier, we have to say, even though Hotzah and Yantif is Mutter, that's why im efshar lishanos mutter. Or might we say that this is another type of uvdin dechol? Maybe it's an uvdin dechol similar to, again, v'karasa l'shabbas oneg, v'daber davar, im tashim shabbas raglecha. Maybe you would say that that's the type of uvdin dechol here. And then that type of uvdin dechol you just have to do your best about. You don't want to make Shabbos into a day of, or yontif in this case, into a day of meh. And therefore, maybe you should say that. Now, I admit that there are some very strong arguments against the second approach. One of them, again, would be the Rambam Pesach in Hilchos Shabbos, whether or not he would say that this is the case. And you could answer some of these questions. You could come up with nice, brisk rechilukim, but I'm not sure that that's the case. The second question I want to ask you about, again, that's the, in terms of Halacha Aleph and the first case in Halacha Beis. What about the case of an animal? The words "Bamed Devarim Amurim Minotzei Aladim Aval Gavim Hemal Yavi Klal Shelo Yasek Kedir Shu Osa Bechol." What is that iser of Shelo Yasek Kedir Shu Osa Bechol? Again, does that fit into any one of these categories? Does that fit into people are going to think you're doing it for a different day? If so, what is the difference between the case of behema and people carrying it themselves? Those are the types of questions I want us to think about. You don't have to give me an answer now. You can if you want. But it's something I want to keep in mind as we go through the following piece that we're going to see next. We'll start with the Magid Mishnah. I'm not sure if I'm going to say the Safnas Paneach now or later, but Rav Rabinovich as well. So again, if anybody thinks they have a reason to be mechalik between the first case and the case of Behema, and what the Rambam Sfar is in either, great. I'm happy to hear it. Now, if not, let's take a little bit of a break and get back to that after we read through this next part. Okay, Zion, Magid Mishnah. So if we look back up at the Rambam, and we'll go through the Rambam again so people have, again, are brought back into it. I know we read through it quickly at the beginning. It says the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif Perakei, we're back in Source Gimel. Even though it says Mutter, even Shalol Tzorech, Lo Yisa Mas Os Gedolos, you should not carry large weights, Kedera Shavuos, the Bechol, as you do during the week, El Tzorech Lashanos, you need to make a Shinui. But if it's impossible to do so, it's okay. If one was bringing jugs of wine from place to place, whatever those places may be, he should not bring them in a basket or some other sort of receptacle. But they may be brought on the person's individual shoulder or in front of the individual. Or if someone is bringing straw, they should not hold the kupa behind them like they might normally, but you can simply hold it in your hand in front of you. V'chein, says the Rambam, in Halacha Beis, still in source number Gimel, mas os shedarkan lisa osan b'mot. Again, packages that no one would normally carry using a moat, some sort of stick. Isa osan al gabo me'achorav, he should carry them simply on his back, behind him. V'shedarkan lisa osan me'achorav, and those which would be carried behind. Isa osan al ksefo, he should put on his shoulders. V'shedarkan lihinase al hakasef, and those which one naturally puts on their shoulder, Isa Osan Biyado Lefanov. One should put them in his hands in front of him. Oh, Yifros Alein Beged, or he should cover them with a cloth. Vechein Kol Kayotze Baze Mishinui Hamasa, or any other similar Shinui from the weights. Vim Ef Sharlishanos, but if it is impossible, so too in this case, to make some sort of Shinui, no Seyu Mevi Kedarko, you can weigh it, you can hold it and bring it, carry it and bring it the way you normally would. Bamed varmamurim, where does this apply? Binose al ha'adam, where one is carrying it on a person. Aval agabi behema, but if you're using an animal to carry it, lo yavi klal, you may not bring it at all. Shelo yaseh kiderech shehu oseh bechol, that you may not do it in a way that you do it during the week.
Halacha about shvisa of your behema.
Very good. Zak the Magid Mishnah. Getting down to source number 9. Bamedvar Morbin Osi Aladim. Rabbeinu Kasav Tam Lesor HaBehema Shul Yastik Derech Shu Osi Bechol. Says the Rambam, right? Says the Magen Mishnah. It's Kashul Yastik Derech Hol. V'yesh Mishakasav Shul Afishen Mishdamshin Bebalei Chaim Kol Eger B'yantiv U'Bishabbos. Says, but other people wrote it's because you can't use animals. Shvisas Behemto. Maybe even, and we won't get into this too much, although if you want, we can have a share on this next week. There's tons of material on this. Mechamer as well. What's the Isser of Mechamer? What's the Isser of Shvisas Behemto? How does it apply to Shabbos? How does it apply to Yantif? But says the Magen Mishnah, there are other people that say it's because of you can't use the animals, Shvisas Behemto. V'harajba Zal Kastav Shnehatam, and the Rajba, who is a teacher of the Magen Mishnah, wrote both reasons.
Isn't it possible that Rambam is falling more like Tosos, that we're getting closer to a Gzera at this point?
I do not discount that idea. I think that is a very serious consideration, and that it may very well be that this language of Rambam, don't do Gedera Shavosu Bechol, is getting close to some sort of Gzera. Yes, I do think that's a very legitimate possibility. However, let's see how Rav Rabinovich goes through this. Fascinatingly, which I saw other people point this out, I don't think he's the first person to find this, but he really lays it out beautifully for us. In terms of bringing up two cases from Otzer HaGaonim, two tshuvos, about a similar type case. So he says the following, okay? By the way, does anybody have any questions on that Rambam before we move on? That was one good question about Shvisas Behemto. Any other questions?
Well, what's the Rambam talking about? Is he talking about the Behema carrying within the Rishud Yachid or going from the Rishud Yachid to the Rishud Rabbah?
I think that's a fair question. I'm not going to address that because that I think gets more onto Hotzah, but I think it's a good question.
Well, what's the issue?
Mistama, the Rambam is talking about the animal carrying it wherever he holds that the people were carrying it in the previous case. Now, again, even that we said is debatable.
Well, again, what I'm asking, what's the issue of Shvita Behema? Is the issue that the Behema shouldn't do Malachim Deraita?
You guys are all on the ball. Always, but especially tonight. The question of when Shvisas Behema applies altogether is something we would have to look into a different week. I did bring one source on it, which was the Tzafnas Paneach, the Rugged Shaver, to talk about why it might not be relevant here and then why the Rambam wouldn't have mentioned it. So again, you know, kudos to you. if you want, I mean, there's a whole bunch. I don't know that much about Shvisas Behemto. I don't know that much about Mechamer. I saw there was a ton of stuff on it, but I figured, well, we'll stick to Ovdin Dechol this week. But if that's something of interest for next week, before proceeding with Ovdin Dechol, there is enough material for 10 shiurim on this. But you're absolutely right. There may be a reason that the Rambam holds that it's not a concern of Shvisas Behemto here. Absolutely. Any other questions? Okay. Vayter. Says Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Kain Matzinu B'tshuvos HaGaonim the following. Rav Sar Shalom Gaon. This was a tshuva that he wrote. Uvnei Kfar. Okay, everybody see where we are in source number 10? 4 lines down. Uvnei Kfar. It's an indented line. Sheyesh lahem ma'ayan obor chutz la'ir betoch tchum Shabbos. People of a village, they have a ma'ayan or a bor. Water in it. It's inside the tchum Shabbos. Mutar lahen lahavi al kseifan mayim b'yom tov. They are permitted to bring on their shoulders water on yantif. Aval vaday lahavi al hachamor aser. But to bring it on a donkey, chalila v'chas, shi'af al pisha mishaneh, even though you are being mishaneh, mipnei she'oseh avodas chol, because you are doing an avodas chol, v'kol shekein, and even more so, it's aser she'mechamer es hachamor, u'mechamer aser b'yantif, says Reb Sar Shalom. Not only are you doing avodas chol, you're also doing mechamer. Okay? Says Reb Nachum Rabinovich, building off of this, first of all, would you say this is in line with the Rambam? Sure, sounds like it from first glance, but we'll see what he has to say. There are two reasons why it's aser to put a weight on a behem on yantif. Number one, mechamer. Number two, vavodas chol. V'rabenu lo kasav iser mechamer biyom tov. And the reason why he says the Rambam didn't write mechamer on yantif. Shelachara din zeh shayach rak b'shabes shebo nesra ha'otzah la'adam. Because we're worried about hotzah. That's the key behind mechamer in his opinion. U'behem to dinar kamohu. And an animal has a similar din. Again, very similar to what you talked about before. Ach b'yom tov shehutra la'adam ha'hotza'ah, bivarei shegam hutra la'behema. So he says the Rambam and Rav Sar Shalom argue about whether or not there's going to be Mechamer on Yontif. The Rambam says absolutely not. There's no Hotzah, there's no Mechamer. Rav Sar Shalom says there is. Fine. Yesh Mi'ageonim, however, he says, he would note, Rav Natro Nai Gon, which as we're going to see in a moment, he argues on Rav Sar Shalom Gon, but didn't say, who Rav Natro Nai Gon, Oster Gonim Sam, Sham, Simon Tzadi Beis. She'ela Zumi Rav Natro Nai Gon. Let's read the next Tshuva. Ushesha Altem, which is always the language of Chuvas HaGaonim, by the way. Every Chuvas HaGaonim starts off Ushesha Altem. Not everyone, but tons of them. Ushesha Altem, Yesha Nahagu Beyantif. There are those who had this minag. Mimal in Mayan Min Hanar, Uman Nichin Algabe Chamor below Ukaf Bekadim Umeviim. And they would put it on without the saddle or whatever the Ukaf is called. Not, it's something for holding it. I mean, they would put jugs on the camel, on the donkey, and they would bring it. Ki hai gavna, shari or asir. So first of all, you got to love how the language of the question is. They do this. Is it mutter or asir? Anyways. Kach ra'inu dishari, says Rav Natro Nai Gaon. We know that it's mutter. Why? Mishum deshvitas behemos lo mi malachos hi afilu b'shabes, dekol shugin b'yantif. The Shvitas Behema is not even Olacha on Shabbos, certainly not on Yantif Titan. He says, you're dealing with the Shvus, it's a little bit fair. We're not going to get into that, though. We're not going to talk about that right now. Well, in Yantif, here's what we're going to focus on. Since why are you drawing water? Because you need to drink on Yantif. Shaper Dami, it's Mutter. Okay, and even though you are not being mishane, whatever that means, and the rabbis say, Amar le Rava Barchanan le Abaye, Rava Barchanan said to Abaye, Amri Rabbanan kamade efshar l'shenuyei mishaninan ad hilkach yefshar shari. As we see in the Gemara in Beitza, he says, even if you weren't making a shinoi here, it would be mutter. Why? Because the Gemara says, "E afshar l'shanos mutter." V'kol shekein hacha dekamishani. He says, certainly here, though, where they took off, again, whatever you would normally have on top of the chamor, in order to put the jugs there, and they were bringing it with the shinoi, kal vachomer, he says, it's going to be mutter to bring your water back on Yantif on your donkey, because not only were you mishane, but even if you weren't mishane, as we say in the Gemara, im efshar lishanos mutter. There's a whole lot that we can glean from this, but let's continue on first with what Rabinovich has to say, then we'll see if we have any time for anything else, which I'm not even sure we will. Nakad Rabbeinu kishitas Rav Sar Shalom. So the Rambam holds like Rav Sar Shalom going. That since any time you put anything on an animal looks like a masechol, lo yo il shinui. Shinui won't help. Because he says even with the shinui, traveling on an animal is derechol. And it is efshar b'en yanacher, says Rav Rabinovich, just take it in your hand. Ulam, and then he quotes the Meiri, and he asks a big kasha in the Meiri. Hamiri al Mishnah seinu kasav. The Meiri wrote on our Mishnah, al gabi behema layavi klal. You cannot bring on top of an animal, something on the back of an animal. Shein mishdam shem v'alei chai v'yam tov kibeshabes. And the Meiri held it's because shvisas behemto. V'ein tzarech lavo ba mitam ma'aseh shel chol. And you don't even need to come onto this whole ma'aseh chol business. He says, but the Rambam kasvos ba, and the Rambam did write shelo yasek kederuch shuos bechol v'lo yeraeh kain. Says the Meiri, I don't know what the Rambam's saying. There's a very simple reason why you can't bring on animals on Yantif. It's because shvisas behemto. You don't need to come onto this whole mishugasim. Says Rabinovich, the Meiri is coming to slug up the Rambam. What's going on with the Meiri? Shareim rak mishum shimosh bebeima shu iser derabanan yoil shinui lahatir. Says Rabinovich, 1 second. If you're just dealing with using an animal, Shvisas Banto says that's only a derabanan. And if you're doing a shinui in that case, a shinui on a derabanan litzorech yantif, litzorech mitzvah maybe, is going to be mutter. Mashain Kain Ladas Rabbeinu, but if you learn the Rambam, he says, like Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, You can change as much as you want, and it's still going to be Maaseh Chol. In which case, the Rambam's reason actually brings more of a Chiddush LaHalacha than the Meiri's reason. What do you mean the Meiri's saying you don't need it? He says, I don't understand what the Meiri's saying. And he learns the Rambam, like the Rambam wrote in Shuvas, that everything is concerned about a Malacha. So he says, I don't get the Meiri. What's the Meiri saying? So again, to summarize what he had, he brought two shitos in the Gaonim. The first shita in the Gaonim was from Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, who says, no matter how you're Mishana, there is always, it always looks like you're doing a Hidera Shavos Bechol when you're riding an animal, when you're bringing an animal, really, and when you're carrying things on an animal, you can change from today to tomorrow, that doesn't accomplish anything. Rav Natranai Gaon, on the other hand, says, not true. Shinoi on an animal is the exact same as shinoi on a person. Now, he learns the Rambam like Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, which is certainly a simple read. And therefore he says, how could the Meiri say that it's only because of Shvisas Behemto and not because of Uvdin Dechol? Uvdin Dechol is actually more encompassing in this situation than Shvisas Behemto. Ad kan divrei Hagaon Rav Nachum Rabinovich Zecher Tzadik Livracha. For this, I think we need to return to the Lashon of the Rambam, and I'm honestly surprised that no one stopped me on this point. Anybody want to volunteer to read the Rambam again in Halacha Beis that I have right here at the top of the screen? I'm not so scary. Don't worry. It's okay to read.
So
just to start from the top, if you can. Let's pause here right 1 second. Akan, what did we say? We repeated the story of the Gemara. You got to change the way that you're carrying things. Any type of shinui works. Ef shalashanos nosi maybe kedarko. Now go on, but I'd like you to explain if you can.
Which part?
Bamed var mamurim.
Benos al adam
abel gabed. What do the words bamed var mamurim mean? Translate.
What is the example? What are we talking about? Right. Benos al adam abel gabed behema lo yavi klaus lo yase keder to ose bechol.
Very good. Which dvarim are amurim? Bameh, which dvarim are amurim? This is not a question for you in particular. It's a question for anybody. The Rambam says, when is the above true? If you're carrying it on an Adam, but if you're carrying it on a Behema, it's not true. What is the Rambam talking about? You're muted.
Maybe Kedarko.
Ah, so I think that's one way to look at it. Howie, you can now that you've unmuted, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that basically the same thing, that if you're not able to change it, you could still do it.
Right.
Ah. How did Rav Rabinovich learn this Rambam?
Can we go back to it?
Sorry?
Can we go back to it? I can.
Sure. Yeah. I'll go right back to it. Look at the first line of his explanation after the second tshuva. Nakad Rabbeinu. Lo yo'il shinui. Dr. Rabinovich, Bamed Dvar Mamurim is not going on to E.F. Charlashanos Nosio Mevi Kedarko. Bamed Dvar Mamurim is going on V'chein Kol Kiyotiv Ezeh Meshinoi Hamasa. It's going on the halacha that we said. Ela tzarech lishanos. That's what we're saying by medvar mamurim. By medvar mamurim, that making the shinui helps you altogether is where? By an adam. But by a behema, you can be mishana from today till tomorrow. It won't help you. That's, he says, is pshat in the Rambam. I would say pshat in the Rambam is what? Like you're all saying. Me'efshar lishanos, no say umedi kedarko. If you can't make a shinui, normally by an Adam it's mutter, but by a behema, no. Because by a behema it's too much, Oseh Bechol. By a person, lemaisa, we give a heter. By a person, we say they're allowed to take it out, they should try to change. But by a behemite, so kiderechol, if you can't change. So now, does everybody get the two possibilities of reading the Rambam here? One way of reading the Rambam is that Bamedvar Mamurim restricts the heter of a shinui to an individual. That was Rav Rabinovich's read. The way that we're reading it, and I say we because it was me and a bunch of other people, who said, no, it's only the heter to do it when there's no shinui altogether. So now, how did the Meiri learn? What's the Meiri going to respond to Rav Rabinovich? Rav Rabinovich had a major kasha in the Meiri saying, Meiri, shvisas behemto is a weaker reason than kederach shuose b'chol. Kederach shuose b'chol, even with the shinui, is going to be aser. How do we know? Because the Rambam, he says, learns like Rav Sar Shalom. What's the Meiri going to respond? No! That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that it's only an EF Shalashanos Mutter is not relevant by an animal. But a lot of the Meiri would say, if you read the Rambam, if you're able to make a shinoi on an animal, it's going to be Mutter. So here's our Nafkamina case. The Nafkamina case is the Tshuva of Rav Natronaikon. According to the Rambam, I ask you, on Yantif, you have these people that go down to the Nahar, and they bring the water on an animal, Bishinui. What's going to be the halacha?
It's mutter.
If you learn like Rav Rabinovich, avad it's aser. But if you learn like the Meiri,
is mutter.
It's going to be mutter. And I believe that's the machlokas inherently in the way they read these points. Now, you can go further with this. So first of all, I'm not saying the Rambam has to fit into either of these tshuvos exactly. But I do think that's an excellent way to explain the way that you would read this Rambam. And I think that you can even tie this in, by the way, to a comment of the Tzafnas Panach of the Ragachar, which we don't have any time to see. But basically, he says the possibility that you're talking about a case where it's something so light that the Isra Shvisas Behemto doesn't even apply. It's not considered Mishtamish B'Baal Chai. If that's the case, maybe that would constitute a shinoi. That's what sort of got me thinking about this. But I think the main point is there. I'm just going to raise one other wild possibility, which I don't think is a very plausible read of the Rambam, but I think it makes for some interesting thought about the Rambam. But I think the main shtickle ad kan, I don't want people to go away on this sort of wild note that I'm going to suggest to you. One last possibility for reading the Rambam, which again, as I said, I don't think it's a compelling read. But I'm going to say nevertheless, because I think it's important to discuss in our last minute here. And that's my alarm going off and telling me, Ezra, finish here already. So this is again, a little bit of creative read, but let's go through it. V'chein masos, again, I'm going to read Halacha Beis for the third or fourth time here. V'chein masos shedarko lisanos b'mot, yisan al gabay ma'achorav, darko lisanos b'me'achorav, yisal gabay k'seifo, 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 darko lisanos any type of shinoi you can do, v'im e'af shalashanos nosu maybe k'darko. And if it's impossible to change nosei vikidarko, bamedvarim amurim benosei al haadam, where do shinuyim help if you change the way you're carrying it on a person? Aval al gabe behema, but if you took that weight and put it al gabe behema, lo yavi klal, that's not considered a shinui shelo yasek derech shevose b'chol, because even though it's true you were mishane, normally you'd carry this on your back. And now you're carrying it on your animal. Nevertheless, that's still nefshat kederach shuos.
I don't see that.
Sorry?
I don't see it.
Right. As I said, it's a creative read. The reason why it's important is because it accentuates the difference between bringing it on an animal as a manner of shinui altogether versus changing the way you would normally carry it on an animal.
All right.
That's what I think the point that I really want to bring up with that. But I think otherwise we have a beautiful machlokas between Rav Rabinovich's read of the Rambam, like Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, versus the Meiri, who reads the Rambam differently, I think similar to us. And in that way, I think we can understand what the nature of the Ovdin Dechol here is. Is this the same Ovdin Dechol as above? So we would answer, yes, it is.
Were these tshuvas of the Gaonim not available to the Rambam or the Meiri or the Magid Mishnah?
I would doubt they were available to many of them. They may have been available to the Rambam. I mean, we don't really know what they had access to. That's the truth. I didn't look, you know, where these were brought. I mean, anything you bring from Otzer Gonim could be in who knows a bunch of places. But it, you know, we generally do like to say that the Rif and the Rambam did have some access to Gonim, and you know, valued their words. Obviously, need not be said. The Miri does quote things that we have in the Gonim, but if you don't see them being quoted outright, and these are not sort of traditional Gonic sources, in that they're more recently discovered, you could pretty easily say they didn't have access to it. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, everybody. Have a great night.
There's no share next week, right? Is there next week? I thought there's a program, no?
Oh, yeah, let me talk about that. I'm just going to stop the recording first so all the beautiful people at YU Torah